Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. It is September 9th. I can't tell you how many days it's been now since I've had a drink, but it's been a while, close to 120, which I'm kind of proud of right now. Sure, feeling a lot better. Anyway, having said that, I'm going to talk about a number of things with Jim right now. The first thing I want to deal with is I want to talk a little bit about the vaccine. The Biden came across this morning, the wire services, and saying that he's going to require that federal employees take the vaccine, get vaccinated, period. And I'm assuming that the option to that would, or the alternative to that would be to lose your job. Now, here are my feelings about that. I don't understand, quite frankly, what's wrong with a guy who's 77 years of age, i.e. Al Corlin, you know, going ahead and getting the boosters, et cetera, but to come out and force people who are not in a high-risk category to become immunized, I think is something that merits discussion. Jimmy, why don't you start that discussion?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the administration pushing vaccinations as the solution to this problem. There are other things that must be considered. The first one, I think, is, as we mentioned the other day on the show, is the potential for treatments and why we're not doing more research, why the government isn't actually approving some known treatments that are actually effective in supporting people, especially in the elderly and their at-risk populations, with, you know, helping them be prepared for it if they take it early. And then why aren't they pushing, you know, when people are hospitalized, why aren't they doing research and pushing for treatment methods? And that's really important to understand, to ask why you're not pushing that, but you're pushing vaccinations. The second thing is, why is the Biden administration, the FDA, the NIH, CDC, why are they not discussing natural immunity for people that have already been affected? And why are they going to force people to take vaccinations? Europe won't force you to take vaccinations. Europe will actually have you tested, see, serologically, if you have have had contact with the virus and have a natural immunity for it. That's how their policies are working right now and allowing people to travel or do whatever. As the only thing that I can see is that the influencers on this administration are the big pharmaceutical companies and the research institutes that do most of the work for the NIH and for the CDC and the FDA, that are actually looking to profit with vaccinations. And I think they're pushing that intensely. I think it has also, there's another angle to this. It's created a political divide of people that want to have their own, you know, self protection without being forced vaccination, which is usually a more conservative value. So you're able to separate people out. And if he dictates that federal employees that don't want to take the vaccination will be fired or relieved based on his policies, then what they're trying to do, it appears to me, is use it as a political tool to separate conservatives from federal government employment. And I think that is a potential underlying theme for this administration, because they are absolutely attempting to take away any type of conservative or Republican influence in government right now. The Biden administration asked Kellyanne Conway and I believe another prominent conservative, I don't remember which, to get off the boards of the military, off the academy, military academies committees, something that is very unprecedented for a president to take away a previous appointee from a different president, because the idea is to keep balance there. But apparently they want to enforce liberal ideology and put in place as many progressive ideologues in federal government as they can, and then eventually they can take complete control. And that's what it's about, power grab for Democrats.
Well, I have to say at this moment in time, I appreciate you saying that I'm not a buffoon. just because I think that immunization, for me at my age, probably makes sense, but I appreciate you agreeing with that. But I have to say that in terms of your comments about the edict about federal employees, I have to agree with virtually everything that you're saying there. Jimmy, I want to just say a couple other things. You are the co-host of the show. You're the co-host in more than name only. In light of that, for folks listening here in our local area, you've got an event coming up, and I'm sorry, I got a little mixed up. It's not this Saturday, it's a week from this Saturday. Is that correct?
No, it is this Saturday.
It
It's
is
a
this
9/11
Saturday.
event.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, it's a road rally in support of law enforcement, of military, of first responders for 9/11,
Okay.
and to recognize the loss, and also to recognize the people that have just recently perished in Afghanistan, as well as many other issues of concern among this nation, to get people to carry the American flag, drive around town, and then have a rally at the end of it with some speakers and a state senator, Doug Erickson, as well as a number of other prominent speakers in the area. All MC the event. It starts at the Ferndale Event Center, and at 11 o'clock, and we will drive around the county with American flags and proud of this nation, and end with a nice rally out at a farm, a big farm area in a barn in
And
Columbia.
it's starting at 11 o'clock in the morning.
11 o'clock in the morning, Ferndale Event Center, Ferndale, Washington.
Okay, I fully intend to attend. I'm playing in a golf tournament at that time, but I know that you're starting something later in the afternoon. I'll be done playing golf certainly by 3. Wherever you guys are, I will show up. Let's talk about something, Jimmy, that Nikki Haley is on the record as saying today. Nikki said, when I left the UN, we had a couple of situations. Number one, we had relatively secure borders compared to today. Number two, we had a robust economy. Number three, we had a strong military. The economy, I think right now there are some extenuating factors that even the Democrats are not bringing up. One of those extenuating factors happens to be COVID. But Nikki, in her comments about the military, etc., and the other factors that she mentioned, the borders, the economy, etc., is 100% correct. I wish we could get back on that particular track. Your comments, sir.
Well, this administration, it appears to me that they are making decisions that actually undermine the economic security of this nation, as well as the military, the flat out, straight up, defense of our country. The edict by the Defense Department, Lloyd Austin, to, excuse me, excuse me, to, vaccinate all soldiers.
Right.
My son just medically retired from the U.S. Army as an infantry guy, a sergeant in the infantry. And the people at his base at Fort Carson, Colorado, apparently there are thousands of them that they're going to process out, that they are going to kick out of the military because they don't want to take the vaccines. They're young, healthy. They don't really trust it. They don't know. So how helpful is that? And to our defense, when soldiers are saying, "What are you doing? Why are you forcing me to do this?" And there's no real threat to people, young, healthy adults, it's crazy to see that and to watch them do what they did, what this administration did to Americans in Afghanistan, to leave behind the allies and the people that were, and leave out our allies in their decision process and allow the Taliban to take over. It doesn't make any sense. Allowing this massive influx of Afghan refugees without being vetted, as well as letting massive millions, literally millions of people crossing the border this year into the United States, southern border, without holding anybody accountable, without, it doesn't, unless they are actively seeking to undermine the strength of the nation, I do not understand it. And these are facts. It's not, There's no question of the influx of people from the border. There's no question of the impact on the military, the decision-making process of this administration. There's no question that the economic policies they're taking are increasing inflation and continuing down this road of paying people for benefits to stay out of work, and of course the supply chain issues, the energy supply by taking us off into energy independence and making us dependent on foreign imports. Why? It doesn't make any sense unless you're actively seeking to undermine the strength and power of the United States.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. Jimmy, been going for a little over 10 minutes. Let's take a break here. And if something breaks this afternoon other than what we have talked about so far today, we'll be back with you. Mr. McKinney, thanks for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure, Al. And let's look forward to the weekend show. It'll be a good one.